On April 10th, Goldsboro High School received a prestigious award for its science program. Vernier, a technology and software company, along with the National Association of Science Teachers, gave out the awards to a handful of schools for innovative projects for students. The award includes the money to attend the conference where they'll be recognized, $1,000, and $3,000 worth of Vernier products. Next semester, science teacher with Goldsboro High School Daryl Costin, whose science project idea won the award, will begin the experiment with a group of students. Stephen O'Connell spoke with Mr. Costin about the upcoming experiment.
It wasn't my original idea. I attended a workshop at North Carolina State University on summer of 2011 and maybe 2010. And the idea came from that workshop.
I read that the research was using data collection as its main tool. Was the research just as much about the content of it as it was about teaching students to cope with data collection?
I think it's primarily a little bit of both. It's to get them the exposure with the probes and the technology, but as well as to get them with the content and understanding the content and also the data analysis.
You got a grant from this software and technology company, Vernier. What technology will you be using to conduct the experiments?
We use a lab acquisition product from Vernier called LabQuest 2. And LabQuest 2 acquires the data, and then we also use Vernier probes to acquire the data with. And so we have different types of probes, like, for instance, UV radiation probe. It detects the amount of UV radiation on that particular day. We also can use a probe that looks at dissolved oxygen as to whether or not that makes a difference in terms of the viability of the bacterial culture. And so you have all these different probes. You have a temperature probe. Then I also have a UV spectrophotometer that goes with this, and that's a separate entity altogether. So all of these are separate probes that will generate separate data based on the experiment that you're doing.
And when will you start the experiment?
We will start a data collection probably maybe this summer, but more realistically probably in the fall.
So there's going to be a group of high school students starting this experiment soon. Who's able to participate in the project?
Hopefully, I'm going to make it available, but surely is I'm only going to have about maybe 6 to 8 students from here and about 4 students from Dillard Middle School. Dillard Middle School is our feeder school.
This sounds like sophisticated research. How many hours do you think this will take up?
Well, once we get started, it's going to be, I would think, about maybe 10 hours a week. And it would probably run for at least a week. And then you would probably change the protocol a little bit and do something else with it. So it could probably run a semester, and I would say about 8 to 10 hours a week.
And at what point will you step back and let the students figure out how to conduct the experiment?
Well, I'm gonna teach them sterile techniques and teach them the techniques of being able to culture the plates and to run the experiment as scientifically as possible, and then, you know, for them, it's their project, and I'll let them make the mistakes. And I'll just be an overseer. But I think there's a lot of different things they can learn in terms of laboratory technology.
Will you explain for me where you're going to be getting the samples of bacteria for the experiment?
Well, what I would do is I will get the bacterial samples. Probably, I don't know exactly the strain right now because the paper's not in front of me, but we'll get a bacterial strain from North Carolina State, where I took that workshop 2 or 3 years ago, and we will use that bacterial strain to grow the cultures here at Goldsboro High School and then expose those plates after the bacterial growth has grown to factors, environmental factors like UV radiation. Some will be exposed, some will not be exposed, some will have a sunblock, you know, to see whether or not if you sunblock will be equivalent to, you know, what people put on their skins, to see whether or not that affects the rate of bacterial growth.
You said you were a college student when you first did this experiment. What kind of problems did you face then that you'll have to teach your students now?
This was an idea that was given to me. I took it, I put the experiment together under the direction of my professor at NC State, and I performed the experiment over the summer. And most of the problems have to be in the, you're going to have your problems are going to be in the setup, not necessarily in the collection of the data, not necessarily in the exposure via the experiment, but it's going to be in that pre-setup, growing the cultures, making sure everything is sterile, making sure everything is clean as possible. We don't have nearly what we would need at NC State. I mean, the NC State has, a state-of-the-art equipment. We don't have that. So, but the main thing about this is to just get the students to do a real good experiment, something that they can go in and produce and show to others.
I'm speaking with Daryl Costin, teacher of chemistry, physical sciences, and earth sciences at Goldsboro High School. Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, sir.